Shalom, shalom, and welcome back to another exciting episode of our continuing learning in the Sefer of Likutei Moharan. We are about to close out the third Torah in Likutei Moharan, Torah Gimel, where we've been exploring the power of music, how to navigate that, how to fix our souls if they have, God forbid, been blemished by involvement with negative music. And we're continuing in the very end of the Torah, where it picks up, where it says Shaykh La'el, meaning these are addendums added to the particular Torah that the Rebbe wants to drive home in a very clear way. Shaykh La'el, here we go, continuing. V'zeu, the Pasuk says, Ki gadol ma'al shemaim chazdecha, that how great and above the heavens is your kindness. Shemayim, the heavens, hubachinas kol. This is the concept of the voice. Kamo shekasev, like it says in actually the Rosh Hashanah Musaf davening, mishemayim hishmata kolecha, that the shemayim should hear your voice. Ki al yidei hachesed, because through chesed, through kindness, haynu b'chinas chut shel chesed, which is this thread of kindness that comes down. Hanimshach al yidei shaloymed Torah b'layla, al yidei zeh nistaken akol kanal. That it's drawn down, and through the learning of Torah at night, this is how we come to fix the aspect of the voice, namely a pagam, a blemish in the voice, by involving ourselves with a menagen rasha, with an evil singer. V'zeu, and this is the whole idea of the pasuk when it says ki gadol me'al shemaim chazdecha. Canal. When the Pasuk says, how great and above the Shemayim is your kindness. Because the kindness, if you recall, which is a reference to that ultimate tree from the happening of Rabba Bar Bar Chana, the kindness that roots everything, the kindness shoots out this thread, the Chut Shel Chesed, to be able to attach ourselves to it through our learning at night. Hashtei tziparim de kedusha, that the two birds of holiness, shemisham hanavua nimsheches, that draw down from there is where prophecy is drawn from, heim binyan malchus de kedusha, and this is how we build the holy palace. Ve'alkein, therefore, ha'amadas melech haya al pi nevua, the establishment of a king, it was always done through the mouth of a prophet. It was all based on prophecy. Kechol Malchus Beis David Shehaya Al Pi Nevua. Because the entire reign of David HaMelech, of King David, was done through prophecy. V'hanevua nimsheches min akruvim shehem b'chinas shtei tziparim hanal. And the prophecy that is drawn down from the kruvim, from these cherubs, if you recall earlier in the Torah, where there were those two wondrous beings that when they faced each other, it was a sign that the Jewish people were on a tremendous level. And when they were facing away from each other or turning their heads away, it was that there was something that needed to be fixed. And there's a super high level that they're tapped into. And that's also the level of prophecy. And that's where these powers are being drawn from. Hem binyan malchus de kedusha kanal. And these powers are what build this holy palace. Me'achar alos haviyu, haynu me'achar amenikos, hem yankin l'neviyim v'chule kanal. That from behind these animals that were brought to him, namely that they were, it was behind their nursing, that they nurse, we're talking about draw power from, the same place that the prophets draw their power, like we saw earlier in the Torah. V'zeu me'achar alos, what exactly is he talking about? That it, when it says behind these animals, haynu shedavra melech, talking about King David, alav shalom, of blessed memory, haya yachol lesaken ulaha'alois gam hanagina she'enu me'adam kasher, that he's able to fix and to elevate even someone that is involved with music that is not kosher, ulaha'aloisa el hakadusha, and to lift it up, namely that person, up to a level of holiness. V'zeu, and this is when the pasuk says, Ma'achar alos hevio, from behind the alos, these particular animals, haynu gam hanagina, namely, he's talking about behind that song, that place of holiness that's so high that the song is drawn from, shehi ma'achori ha'kedusha, b'v'chinas ma'achar alos, that it's behind that holiness, meaning the negative side, not the good side, ma'achar hamenikos, from behind that place where they are nursing. If you recall earlier in the Torah, we spoke about how even the negativity ultimately draws from the highest of the high, the same source that holy music comes from, but there's a Nephila. There's a tragic fall spiritually somewhere along the lines that ruins it a little bit. So we have to figure out how to kick it back up. And not only it, meaning the music, or it being the Menag in Russia, but the person who's involved with this music as well. Because music that's holy, it's drawn down from this holy, holy source, from where the prophets nurse. Because song that's not within the realms of holiness, this is drawn, its power is drawn from behind the Kedusha. Now we see where that pasuk is working with, talking about behind this aspect of the spiritual source. V'David HaMelech and King David, alav shalom, haya yachol lesaken negina zu gamkein. Even the music that came from behind the holy source, meaning not from a good place, that King David and his tapping into the Negina de Kedusha, the holiest of music, and that source from which the Chazanim, the cantors draw, the holy cantors, was able to fix, and still is, able to fix the spiritual blemishes that may have come therein. Va'ali deze, and through this, Nisalim Malchus de Kedusha canal, and through this, he's able to lift up the holy kingship, the side of positivity, canals we saw above. Vezeo, and this is when the pasuk says, Me'achar alos heviu lir ois be'yakoi v'chule, ki ali deze zacha lemalchus canal. David HaMelech was able to shepherd the Jewish people and ultimately led him to merit the malchus, the kingship, and so too with us. When we're careful about being involved with a menagin kosher, with kosher music, with positive vibes, positive language, positive people, so then we're able to merit this malchus and grow as individuals. On the other hand, when we're involved with negative music, the Rebbe says it is kasha, it's bad, it's hard for our avodas Hashem. In closing out this Torah, I would like to refer back to a concept that we explored while learning the first Torah of davenin ulernin undavenin, that Rabbi Nachman said we should daven, we should pray that our learning goes well, and then we should learn, and then we should pray that we're able to enact the learning that we do, to really make it real. So Reb Nosson of Breslov, as his chief disciple, took these lessons to heart and wrote a sefer called Likutei Halachos. Likutei Halachos is a combination, a compilation, really, of his tefillos. It is the sefer Tehillim, if you will, of Reb Nosson, and all of us individually are supposed to write our own sefer Tehillim as well, to tap into those meanings and feelings of David HaMelech, to be able to receive our own level of Malchus, just like King David did. I would like to now share with you the prayer, and really pray with you, of this particular Torah that Reb Nosson wrote that we can tap into as well. I'm going to be reading or really praying from the 50th Gate. It's called the 50th Gate from the Breslov Research Institute. It's a translation of Likutei Halachos by Rabbi Avram Greenbaum. Hashem our God and God of our fathers, who chooses David HaMelech, his servant, and his descendants after him, and who delights in songs and praise, in your great love and kindness, remember your powerful presence, the Shekhinah, which has wandered from her place like a bird wandering from its nest. Rise up, take pity on Zion, for it is time to favor her, for the moment has come. Lift up and raise the Almighty of Israel from where we have fallen, and in your abundant love, help us and enable us to raise our voices in song. Give me the power to praise you joyously with song and with hymns. Let me sing melodies all my days in a sweet, pleasant voice, the way that you love. And help me to learn your Torah, for its own sake, constantly, day and night. When you gave your holy Torah to your servant Moshe, you studied the written Torah with him by day and the oral Torah by night. So too, help me to study and think about our holy Torah constantly. Help me to learn the written Torah and the oral Torah both in the day and the night. Reb Nosson continues in Likutei Tefillos, but for us, may that peace become real. May we continue to have strength to learn through Likutei Moharan, and not only have this be an academic pursuit, but have these teachings become real, and we should be zoche to continuing to build our Malchus de Kedusha, wishing everyone a beautiful day. End of Torah Gimel. Baruch Hashem.